The Leadership Wisdom of Jesus by Charles C. Manns, read by the author. Part 1. Clean the Mirror Image. The first step to becoming an effective leader is to look in the mirror. Master the art of leading yourself, and you will lay the foundation for helping others to do the same. Logs before specks, or lead thyself first. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Matthew 7, verses 3-5, New Revised Standard Version. As you consider the above passage, do some leaders you have worked for or people you have worked with come to mind? Have you known some irritating hypocrites? This seems to be a common reaction, but perhaps the more important question is, did you consider yourself as one in possible need of the advice offered in the passage? If you did not, then perhaps this passage can be especially helpful to you. Let's think for a minute. Would you like to become an effective leader? Would you like to have a significant and positive impact on others, on the world, or on history? Jesus provides some striking advice for moving toward this end. One of his key lessons suggests that if you want to lead others, you should first do what? Become more commanding so that you can bend the will of others to your own? No, that's not it. Work on your charisma so you can inspire others to do what you want. No, again. Develop the ability to identify what people want and provide it as an incentive for complying with what you lead them to do. No, that's not it either. Learn how to uncover the shortcomings of others and berate them for their failures until they do what you demand of them? No, no, no. All of these things may enable you to influence others, at least in the short run, but they just do not provide the proper foundation for effective leadership. The first step, Jesus seems to say, is to look in the mirror. Usually when we think about leadership, we think about one person, the leader, influencing someone else, the follower. In fact, when we are in a position of leadership, it is typical to think that our job is to tell others what to do. That is, leaders are expected to evaluate others and tell them how they need to change and improve, and ultimately those others are expected to do what they're told. Jesus' teachings, conversely, give rise to a quite different view of how we should approach the subject of leadership. We are challenged first to examine ourselves and get our own act together before we try to lead others. This is a hard lesson to learn. It is so tempting to want to skip this step. After all, pointing out the problems that other people have and providing the answers to their problems can be very gratifying. So can directing and commanding others at our whim. It can make us feel competent, special, and even superior. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. This is a haunting phrase. It suggests that the very fact that we believe we know what is wrong with others, that we have the answer to their problems, and that we should direct them to our solution is a problem in itself. It is a log that can blind us to our own shortcomings. Jesus points out that we are focusing on others' specks, relatively minor problems, rather than our own large log, that we are ignoring our own log by presuming that we should direct and control others when we haven't even bothered to explore our own humanness and shortcomings. In that sense, we are truly blinded by the gratifying feeling of power over others that enables us to forget how flawed, how messed up we ourselves are. Careful self-examination and a sincere willingness to seek ways of improving ourselves provide the foundation for effective leadership. When we don't engage in this honest self-evaluation and corrective process, we set ourselves up for doing more harm than good. All this does not mean that it is never appropriate to try to influence, to lead, others. On the contrary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?